inspiration from around the nation. It's the 411. We're sharing a cake. What a way to make your day. Sharing K is on the way. It's the 411. We're sharing K. It's about newsmakers, movers and shakers. Inspiration from around the nation. It's the 411. We're sharing K. What a way to make a day. Sharing K is on the way.
Hello, Nashville. This is Ben Tankard, and you're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kate right here on 88.1 FM WFSK at Fisk University.
Thank you so very much. Hello, Nashville. All of the lovelies. You know, X, it feels like we haven't been here in 62 days, man.
That's quite a long time.
I'm just saying, that's 2 months and 2 days. It's been, what, a week and a half?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those people in education, they sure do get a lot of good days off.
Yeah, they do.
I am so glad to be here, y'all.
Yeah.
You just do not know. Anyway, we are happy to have you tuned in this afternoon. And, you know, the weather's cooperating and everything is cooperating. As the lineup today, I know we have been promoting that it was going to be something different, but there's always a ram in the bush. And those that don't understand what that means, ask somebody that goes to church what a ram in the bush is. If you've never been, don't know. All the technology, for the most part, in this building where the station is located is down, and a lot of people, our phones in the building don't work, and of course they know it, you know, they're fixing it and all that. And people have been texting me and, you know, doing drive-bys, and they're like, girl, I wish I listened to that phone.
Why
up there.
Why didn't answer the phone?
Right.
You okay?
Y'all still on vacation? I'm like, no, we're here. And just to let you know, you've been trying to call and leaving me messages saying, well, and you know you can call me back. I mean, you know, like, that's not real. That's not real. It's technology, y'all. It's a beast. And when it works, it's good. When it doesn't, it's a nightmare. And the internet's a mess. So, you know, just we've been going back to the olden days, you know, when you used to have to rub two sticks together to build a fire. Y'all remember, because one of these days when all these grids and systems break down, everybody's going to have to go back to the basics. So don't throw all your flashlights in the trash can. Keep a clock and a radio somewhere. Because you're absolutely going to need it. But anyway, what it has done is create a blessing for our listeners today. Because I had a scheduled interview with Nashville's own Dynamic Family. And boom, as the ram in the bush would be, I got them in the house, y'all. Yeah. So I'm just like, I am beyond somewhere on the rainbow. I'm past that point right now. Because this was unexpected. It was going to be recorded and used later. Mm-hmm. And look at the Savior.
Yeah.
Won't it do it, child?
Yeah.
Now, I know you recognize those voices. I know, yeah. I know. That is Nashville's legendary McCreary Sisters. Can we have our crowd, please? Can we give them a hand? That's just to see, that's y'all fan club.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
That was from the last time you were here.
All right.
We are just tickled to death, just beyond measure, to have the lovely ladies, the McCreary Sisters, and the love and just the awesomeness to be with us today. They have a brand new Christmas release.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear some. And, you know, we might forget this is a weekday and might go to the throne room while y'all listening, because I got the ladies in here. So, and if you don't go to church, ask somebody that goes. They'll tell you what the throne room is. Because everybody doesn't go, and a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
Now, anyway, having said that, we might have difficulty, maybe or maybe not, have our traffic. But we'll try our level best to be able to update you with that this afternoon on your Wednesday way home. Now, if you've already checked out a lot of things for Christmas and you know you're having company and you love having good music on and celebrating the season, I guarantee you you're going to want to add the McCrary Sisters, A Very McCrary Christmas, to your collection. Yeah. Ladies, y'all looking lovely out here. You're looking lovely. This cover is fabulous.
Thank you.
Who picked out the outfits and all that? Who did all that? Regina.
You know, I really didn't. We all kind of like decided what we were going to wear and brought it together and made sure it complemented each other.
Oh, it does. It really does.
Yeah.
And y'all have that look like, you know, you've been singing in church all your lives. You know, Sherry Kay, duh. You know, this is what they do. But we're just tickled to death to have you in with us today.
Thank you.
And to have you, I know you're going to be on your tour, you're doing your thing with the project and all of that. And let me start with you. How you been, sis? Girl, you looking so good laying up there, honey.
Thank you, darling. It's good to be here.
Yes.
It really is.
We hadn't seen you here in a while.
I know it.
Yeah,
I feel blessed right now. I know it. It's good to be here.
Yes, yes. And you are eldest.
I'm the eldest.
I didn't want to say oldest.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay.
And so later on, you know, usually when I have the families in, I like to get to the stories because I know you got some.
Uh-huh.
This is not your first Christmas record, though, right?
Well, yeah.
Yes,
I've done. On my project, my solo project, I think I had a Christmas song on the solo project.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was last year?
No, that's been years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Regina, I've been knowing you the longest since time immemorial.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that we still continue to look.
Yes.
Fresh, okay.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Praise God.
And y'all know this radio, so ain't nobody gonna know. It's good. It's really, really good to see you.
You too.
The only time I see you is when I have to interview, when I have you on. Other than that, you're so busy. Y'all are busy.
Ooh, praise God.
Yes, yes. Y'all are busy. And was there any writing that you did on your new Christmas project?
It's only one original song, and it's called Here Am I.
Okay.
Send Me, the very last song.
Okay.
And the rest of them are familiar Christmas songs that everybody kind of know.
Okay. And Alfreda, how you doing, baby?
I'm good, baby.
And she is too, y'all. For real.
Yeah.
She come in a good spirit. Yes, we can really have some fun of it. That's you know, that makes it just perfect for me to be able to get this job done up here. Now, you also had a hand in on a little bit of the project too. Did you do some writing?
No, we did. We just did
any arrangements.
Yes, we all did. Because we are co-producers on this CD.
Okay. And as co's, does everybody get a chance to input?
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody does?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And as everybody gives input, and this is family, because I know how family can be. Everybody got their opinion. Who's the person that overrides, the overrider?
None of us.
We all have our special little things that we contribute. You know.
Okay, so each person gets their say.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you vote?
No, girl, we just say
We just say uh-uh.
Okay.
Uh-uh. No.
I like that. No, I ain't doing that.
No, we're not going to do that.
I don't like that.
Sometimes it's three against one. One wanted one way, the other three wanted that way. So majority speaks.
Okay, yeah. Got it. That's kind of what I thought. Yeah. Now, who picked the songs?
Deborah.
Okay.
No, she did not.
she just cut her eyes over to you like, what?
Yeah, we all brought, it was about maybe 20 or more songs we brought to the table. And then we decided what we liked, what we didn't like, what was our favorite Christmas songs, the one we really grew up singing and really fell in love with it.
So which was the what you really grew up singing?
Joy to the World, Silent Night, all of those. Everything on there we picked because we used to sing them, or we sing them every year. Mm-hmm. You know, on Ackland, where we were raised, every Christmas, we would, after we finished eating dinner, we would go out on the porch before everybody started to go their separate ways, and we would sing Christmas carols on the front porch. And everybody in the neighborhood, and some people who didn't live in the neighborhood that knew we'd do this every year, would come over, and we would sing Christmas carols out on the front porch with our coats and our hats on.
Oh, wow.
And people would come outside and come down to the house and just stand there while we sing.
That is beautiful. Yeah. That's old school stuff.
Yeah, baby.
But I bet you, you know, for some people, that was the spirit of Christmas.
Yes.
We still do it.
Yeah, we still do it
every year.
Every year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Deborah said she didn't want to say a whole lot today. So, but is that right? Right?
Right.
Okay. You know, I wanted to stick to what you asked me to do. I don't want to say, okay, all right. So she got one in on this for a second. Now, I see here, I recognize some names of some people that are some of our excellent musicians here in the Nashville area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you all talk about who you selected and why from the Nashville area?
Well, we have Anton Nesbitt on bass player. He's the best.
He's a beast.
He is a beast.
Okay.
And I think Anton has been on almost all of our CDs.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And then we have DeMarco Johnson. You know, his creativity helped us bring a lot of our ideas together.
Oh, wow.
You know? And who else was that?
Deborah.
Who else did we have? Oh, Tyrone Jackson. Playing lead guitar, and let me tell you, that boy, oh my God, he's just nasty. He stands flat foot and he just plays that guitar. It reminds you a little bit of when he's playing B.B. King, the faces he made. And then we had what's his name on organ? Ralph Lofton and Dee
Dee. Dee Dee, Elijah Hope.
Yeah. Elijah Hope.
We had both of them on organ. And the drummer name
is Doug. I can't.
Jerry.
Douglas.
He played a little lead guitar on the song where Cab Moe is doing the lead on that.
And we had Shirley Caesar sing with us on a song.
Joyful.
Mm-hmm. And Steve Crawford.
From Anointed.
From the group Anointed sang. Wow. And then we had Allison Krauss.
Yeah.
And she sang O Come Emmanuel. And it was beautiful.
And then you got Buddy Miller. Who sung What Child Is This? Yeah.
Okay. And then Cab Moe.
And Cab Moe sung the other one, Away in the Manger.
Yep.
Is this your first time with this group of musicians and singers?
No. Well, just some of them. We use Anton, Tyrone, and DeMarco as much as we can.
And we have a drummer That's our brother from another mother, which mm-hmm. is all of these musicians we mm-hmm. just named. His name is Derek Phillips. Mm. But he wasn't on the CD, but he is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Okay. He is just mind-blowing.
Yeah. Okay. We are going to take our first time out. When we come back from the break, actually want to go on and pull up... see, I loaded up the machine today, see, because mm-hmm. I picked some of my stuff.
Uh-huh.
And can you do the pull that joyful, joyful out?
Yes.
So y'all in the car, you can feel it on your way home this afternoon while you're stuck in traffic. We want you to be joyful, joyful when you get home today. Featuring Pastor Shirley Caesar.
And the whole family.
Oh, and the family.
And the
lovely, group. Anointed, and talented, and blessed, and highly favored Tennessee Ooh. Treasure. The McCrary sisters in the studio this afternoon. Let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Still working at Red Cup North in Madison on 65 northbound. That's right before you get to Vietnam Vets. It's already heavy enough this time of the afternoon trying to sneak up through there on 65 going northbound. They're also working a wreck on the 5300 block of Harding Pike out in West Nashville. 440 eastbound, it's going to be near Nolensville Pike. They're trying to hurry and clear that wreck up. This traffic report brought to you by Smashville Moving Company online at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Support for WFSK comes from Daphne's Delectables Catering and Special Events. Serving Nashville since 1993, Daphne's Delectables is available for parties, corporate events, weddings, or private events. For more information about Daphne's Delectables, call 615-865-8675.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Visit TNEMA.org and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait, communicate. Brought to you by the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance, and by Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. This afternoon, we are just tickled to death to have, I call it music royalty in my studios. You know, I like to give my folks that I've been knowing for a long time love, just like I would if somebody flew from L.A. and brought me a tub of popcorn. Then I would be treat y'all the same way. Because as far as I'm concerned, you all are Tennessee treasure. And I tell Kirk that all the time. Musically in Nashville and Tennessee, they only do treasure as country. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
We have other treasures in other formats in this city and in this state. And he exceeds that in jazz, and you all do in vocals and gospel music.
Yeah.
So we're just tickled to have the lovely and talented McCrary sisters in. And they have a new Christmas project. Please go buy it.
Yes.
Okay, that was open solicitation. Frida, how much is the project and where can people get it? And we'll talk about that, and then we'll go back to the other stuff.
Okay. You can go to all of the websites. Amazon, and iTunes,
Spotify,
all of those.
And, okay.
And if you're looking for the CD, you can go to Amazon. Now, Grimey's. You can go to Grimey's.
Okay.
And what's the record company? The guy, Wilford.
Oh, Eastside Gospel.
Gospel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They have it. They have it also.
And then you can hit up the McCrary sisters.
Oh, that's true. They might see y'all somewhere at the store and shopping or something. Yeah.
Have it.
Okay. Because a lot of people, they like to do the traditional style and not the downloads.
That's true.
Because there's a limitation to that, as many of you well know. It's a very McCrary Christmas, and I assure you that you're going to want to have that in your collection for your family and friends this holiday season. And before we hear a cut and hear a little bit more from the ladies, you all have a big benefit coming up this weekend or next
Friday,
weekend.
On Friday, this the Friday. 6th.
Oh, uh-huh. Wow. Okay. Yep. Give us the details, Ann.
Well, we're going to be at David Lipscomb University. This is our 10th year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a benefit. We give to needy families, and then we give to St. Jude Hospital.
Oh.
And like I said, this is the 10th year. We want to make it a really big event. We'll be at the Collins Auditorium at David Lipscomb Hospital. David Lipscomb University. Okay. We're asking for a $10 donation because it's a benefit.
Sure.
And come on out. Be with us. We're having great people are going to be there. We're having Buddy Miller. Be quiet. She's laughing at me because I'm stumbling.
That's what sisters do.
We're all going to be there. All the family is going to be there. And we are having our brother, Alan, is going to be performing. And Courtney French, she's a dancer. She is marvelous. And Leanne Warmack and Steve Crawford and Etta Brent.
It's a whole. It's a lot of performers, and they're coming just to render their talent for free.
Oh, so this
Regina's gonna be playing Mamie.
Mamie is gonna be there.
Who is the? What is that? Your character?
Me. It's gonna be me. Yes. It's gonna be there, and I'm gonna be the star of the show. Yes, I'm it. Yes.
You know, everybody, if you don't remember, she used to be when Tyler Perry did plays.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Okay.
And My Dear Family Reunion.
Yeah, okay.
She is still alive. She ain't dead.
So she's going to be there, you know, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh,
a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, how can we forget the days of Tyler Perry doing plays?
I know.
You know, that's how we knew his name.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't through all this other stuff.
I know.
That was, you know, everybody get dressed up in their Sunday best and go to Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yes, Lord. They'd be
that's
lined
true.
Up. And every single one of them was packed.
I know it. Yes.
All of them. So, Regina, you were in several of them.
Yes, I was. I was the one who saw rabbits, and I was the one that was doing a whole lot of stuff I ain't gonna talk about now. But I'm saved now. Oh. See, yes, but I still act up. I really do. I act up a lot. Yes.
And, you know, you're not even acting. That's real stuff coming out of you right now.
Yeah.
You know, I've been knowing you for a long time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're perfect for that part.
Yeah,
yeah. You are perfect. And so you've been doing that character for, what, about 20 years?
Oh, God. From when we were traveling with Bobby Jones on the buses and we get bored from riding so long, and I pull up that character and have everybody on the bus just crying. Yeah, yeah.
And it takes that when you're on a bus trip.
Yeah, oh, no, that's true. Yeah. That is true.
Definitely. Now, let's talk about you guys have done some marvelous things locally and also nationally in the travel. Is this the travel season for the McCrary sisters?
Anytime is a travel season for us. We love to travel. So, I mean, you know, the way that the business is, sometimes you're very busy and sometimes you're home. And so right now we're just trying to promote this this CD, and hopefully we'll start back out in January being very busy and gone.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we will start traveling on January the 11th through the 18th. We take a cruise out every year where we perform on the cruise. So,
are you all doing King Day type activities and Black History Month activities as
well? Ain't nobody called us.
Oh, okay.
They need to call us.
Okay.
We have. We have several years straight.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if they call us, we don't.
Yeah.
We'll do it. It'll be good.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Yeah. Is there always when you go out and perform, are there cuts or songs rather that you simply have to perform because the people know your lineup so well and know your music so well?
Yeah. There's one particular song that we do called Let It Go.
Uh-huh.
And Deborah wrote that song. She might want to talk about it. I don't know. But Deborah wrote the song, and she wrote the song while she was recovering from two different strokes.
Oh, wow.
And it's a powerful song because they play this song constantly all the time. And when we go do shows, we 9 times out of 10, that song is in the show.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the people ask for it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. How does that make you feel, Ann, when they just asking for your stuff because they know that's you? That's a signature.
Yeah. I mean, that it makes you feel really good, and especially because it was written by Deborah. You know, a lot of the songs we sing, we have written the songs, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it makes you feel real good when people love your music and you're the one that created it and put it together.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So is this, can I say that this would be your full-time everyday vocation? You don't have to, you know, work 2 or 3 other jobs, or you can concentrate wholly, solely, and totally on your gift and your music career.
Yeah.
You've reached that point.
Yeah. Well, you know, it still gets a little rough sometimes, but basically God has made a way for us to let this be the total focus of our ministry and what we do.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And the blessing is He always provides a way of way.
Yeah.
So it's like no matter how it might look, when you first look and say, wow, God it's like people are constantly calling.
Sure.
And where it might be a week or two where there's nothing there, somebody calls and fills up that week or two.
Yeah. So it just comes like a ram in a bush.
Yeah, a ram in the bush.
Look at
you. Come on now.
And look what you did for me today. Look what you did. Uh-oh.
That's the thing about it. Most of the songs that we write from life experiences.
You write from life experiences?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
That we've gone through.
Oh, wow. And those are the best kind.
It is.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Okay, now speaking of the best kind, we're going to hear Joyful Joyful.
Okay.
And I would like for you, Alfreda, to introduce the song. And, of course, you must tell the people what radio station that they're listening to so that they're clear that this is what they're getting ready to hear.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be you.
Yeah. That's our baby.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Joyful, Joyful is a song we've been singing for 9 years. And then when we decided to record it, being that Shirley Caesar is my godmama, I picked up my phone and I called her. And I said, we need you on this song. And she said, okay, baby. So we let her listen to the track. We said, is this a good key for you? She said, yes. And then I flew to North Carolina and went in the studio. And she went for it, baby. I mean, she went full force on it.
Wow.
And I got a chance to sit next to her and watch her record it. And so every time I listen to it, I just don't hear the song. I remember everything she was feeling when she went through it. And I'm telling you, it's just, it's totally spiritual. And, I mean, it takes you there.
Okay. Yeah. So y'all in traffic, we got you.
Yeah.
Okay. And they are listening to
Jazzy 88 WFSK.
The praises of his people. He dwells in the midst of praises. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts are full like flowers before thee.
Control water.
Churchill.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Praise
that
him.
Is
yes.
McCreary's sister.
Praise
yes.
him.
Yes. We just had a Christmas concert.
Yeah. Yes.
Except Regina was a lights on her, put her head down, looked like a
yeah,
holy
she was in there praise dancing. She had to get up and dance.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Don't want no rocks
yeah.
crying
yeah.
out.
Yeah, Lord. I know y'all missed us, Nashville. On the Wednesday ride home. The beautiful, beautiful Christmas project McCreary Sisters have out. You definitely, definitely need to have that as part of your holiday collection. A very McCreary Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Still working that rec up north in Madison on 65 northbound. That's right before you get to Vietnam Vets. It's already heavy enough this time of the afternoon trying to sneak up through there on 65 going northbound. They're also working a rec on the 5300 block of Harding Pike out in West Nashville. 440 eastbound, it's going to be near Nolensville Pike. They're trying to hurry and clear that rec up. This traffic report brought to you by Smashville Moving Company online at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Support for WFSK comes from Ed Fish, located at the corner of D.B. Todd Boulevard and Buchanan Street. Ed's Fish is open Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. In business since 1972. Ed's features whiting and catfish with side dishes. For more information about Ed's Fish, call 615-255-4362.
The Hezekiah Walker Countdown. You know we got that brand new sound.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Hezekiah Walker. Don't forget to join me this week as I count down the country's top 20 gospel songs. I'll also bring you some new music and put the spotlight on my boy Ricky Dilley. So don't miss it. It's all going down this weekend on the Hezekiah Walker Countdown.
Catch the Hezekiah Walker Countdown Show every Sunday, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. You should be at the center of your own health care, and we are here to help you. Call the Nashville Healthcare Center today and make an appointment with one of our primary care providers, 615-341-4488, or visit us on the web at nashvillehealthcarecenter.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK. The McCreary sisters are in the studio, and Deborah, Regina, and Alfreda.
Yep.
And as the... I will say the big sister, because my sister said, don't you be calling me old, Sharon. Don't you be telling about the radio, I'm old. I'm like, oh, my man. As the elder, who got the most spankings?
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't get the most spankings. I'm the oldest. Regina.
Okay.
Oh. She got Regina got more spankings than anybody.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought I was adopted. No.
Okay.
Frida never.
Deborah never.
Frida and Deborah never got a spanking.
Deborah said never.
My mama used to spank me. She used to hold my head between her legs, so because I like to run, uh-huh. and she would hold my head between her legs. All my butt would be exposed.
Of course.
She'd wear me out.
That's the best guy right there. Okay. Frida, who used to tell on everybody?
They said Deborah.
Move closer to the mic.
I said they said Deborah. Oh, okay. Deborah. Look at Deborah.
She said yes.
She did.
Okay.
Okay. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Okay. My mama used to send Deborah every time I went somewhere. She'd tell Deborah to go with me, and when we'd come back, I'd stand by the door, and my mama would have Deborah in the room saying, she'd ask her, what'd she do? What did she do? Deborah would tell her everything.
So, you think she wouldn't get no whippings. And that must, you know, be nice not to get any.
They didn't get any whippings.
I remember two.
You remember too.
I remember too. Jenny and I got one together on the side porch.
Oh,
and that was the talk of the summer for all the little girls in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We had on our Easter uniforms or whatever.
Yes.
And then when I thought I was halfway grown and she told me not to go somewhere and I went anyway, uh-huh. and they said, who mom is this? She had came to the place where she told me not to go, uh-huh. which was down the street. And I ran out the back door, and I got it when I got home. So I do remember, too.
Do y'all remember in your neighborhood growing up when there was always somebody in the neighborhood who used to keep an eye on you?
Oh, yeah. Lord. Yeah. And then back in the day, they'll whoop you and get you, yeah. and then you get another whooping when you got home.
Oh, definitely.
Back in the day.
When I called myself Dating Joe, I slip out the window and go to try to hook up with Joe and... I was like, how'd she keep catching me? The lady who lived next door to Joe worked with my mama.
Hey,
and she come and say, Mamie, Regina's up here.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, man.
You thought she was going to get away with it, didn't you?
Yeah, sure. I did.
Regina would put pillows and a wig.
She would put pillows and a wig.
Like she was in the bed.
Girl, you thought that went out, didn't you?
She caught me one night coming in the window. Oh, Lord. Half was hanging out the window. The other half was in the house.
Oh, Lord.
She told me.
Oh, my God.
That's when I looked at her and said, am I adopted? She said, Sam, you better come get her. I think I did get more with her.
Who was the most serious one of all your sisters?
The most serious?
Yeah.
They going to say?
What are you looking at me for? And they say I was. Okay.
Was, is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She was, then she slacked up. Now she right back at it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't believe it.
That's what grown sisters do.
Yeah, that's what
that's
we
what
do.
I heard. That's what I say.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, who's the jokester?
Deborah.
Regina.
Frida.
These two, me and Frida.
Okay.
And Deborah.
Yeah, but Lord.
Oh, don't let that quietness fool you.
Who's the one of the girls that's the easiest to cry?
Me. I cry all the time.
Deborah, the shoe.
If you look at me wrong, I'll cry.
She's been ready to cry a few minutes ago.
She must want me to.
Now, what do y'all say, what do you say as sisters to each other if you're singing somewhere and somebody's off-key? Y'all are never off-key, though, right?
Oh, no, baby.
Yeah, sometimes. We don't say nothing. We look at
the eye.
We give each other the eye.
The eye, yeah.
Yeah.
My mama used to do when we do something wrong, or she wouldn't have to say a word, just give us the eye. Then we give each other the eye.
She give you the eye.
Yeah.
Let me see it now, y'all.
Yep.
I recognize that eye. Y'all made my eyes. I'm like, that was some transference right there.
Yeah, baby.
They made my eye, my left eye start itching. I got the eye. I had four of them at me looking at me like that. So when, is there a time when, you know, somebody's And I know in my family, this used to, I was it, the one, that I wouldn't get serious. Even when the situation was serious, I would still be, because I'm the jokester and the comedian. Who won't get right? Frida.
What do you mean that I won't get right?
Because you were in a really up good when you walked in. What? Move closer to the mic.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you stay like that?
Oh, you have to just get focused. That's all. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, the enemy was trying to work through all of us just because we got so much going on.
Sure.
And it's so much to do. Mm-hmm. And it's not just one person to do it. All of us have to get it done.
Right.
And so if one thing fails, then the enemy's going to, you know how he do. He's, you know, whispers and, you know, and get you tired. And
yeah.
So I believe that we are what we speak. And mm-hmm. so I don't want to eat that fruit.
Yeah.
So we had to be careful what we speak. So I chose driving. I was speaking to the devil, just like I talked to God. Tell him he wasn't going to win. He can't. Right. He have no control over us. And this was going to be successful, no matter who's there, how many people is there. We're there to bless somebody else. So when we bless somebody, we're going to receive a blessing.
Yes, you are.
Amen. So, you know, I was just determined, this is not going to happen. Right. I talked to Ann today, Regina today, didn't talk to Deborah today.
Yeah.
But I talked to those two, and stuff was just going around, just flying, just going,
and
going,
we were
going.
Just snapping. And we were just, I know. Was snapping.
And, I was like, devil, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Everything's going to work out.
Yeah.
And so today, right now, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Because everything we were dealing with earlier has smoothed out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you know, now I won't snap anymore.
Well, and you know, that's interesting that you would say that because I was, on my way in this morning, I was like, well, Lord, maybe, you know, the technology of, is, you know, the Lord laid his hand up in here when I was praying yesterday, and this stuff is actually going to work today. And when I walked in this morning and I found out it wasn't, I have to prepare for my broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
This program, you know, has some history and sponsors, and I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect everyone who comes on and listens. So I don't want to put junk out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And I know we have been on the promoting something entirely different. And I knew y'all were next week, and it was just so unparalleled how the sea just opened just right up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to calm down and concentrate on other things today and not be sitting here hand-wringing and freaking out. Because there's nothing worse than having 2 hours of airtime and nothing to fill it with. Because I try, you know, to always present a decent broadcast. But that, whatever it was that brought you here, was the same thing that opened up the floodgates and brought you here, too.
Yeah.
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 So that was a blessing for not just y'all, but I got the boomerang. And I'm thankful.
Yes.
And so it does work for the good, you know, for the Lord's people.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for that. Now, I hope your event this weekend, your fundraiser, is equally as successful for you.
Amen.
And during the break, we were just having a quick chat on it. And you have a variety of people who will be performing and music and dance, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really from your hearts that you do this for people at the holiday season.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you to present this?
You know, it's our way of giving back.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say we don't do anything for anybody all year, but we do it individually. But this is our way collectively of giving back to somebody. We know we've been there. We know how hard things can get, you know. And so if we can help just a few people, we help three people. If we are blessed abundantly, we can help more than three people and still send a very nice donation to St. Jude Hospital.
Well, and then the impact of that. I mean, you know, with St. Jude's, they could move it in multiple ways.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Why'd you pick St. Jude's?
I look at St. Jude when your child is sick. None of us ever know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't charge. You can take your child to that hospital.
Yeah.
They give you someplace to sleep.
They make sure you have something to eat. Mm-hmm. And when you leave, you don't leave with a hospital bill. You know, your child is taken care of. And like I said, they provide a place for you to stay so you can be there with your child.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those children suffering with leukemia, cancer, you know, different things that are life-threatening.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
And to be able to not worry about a bill after you go home, that's a big blessing.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. Mm-hmm. So for folks to, it's $10 at the door or in advance, how y'all working those tickets? And
There are no tickets.
Oh, no tickets. Just donations.
You just pay at the door. Uh-huh. And the blessing is if someone wants to donate but they can't make it, they can send the donation to where, Ann?
They can send it to, for right now, to my address, and I will make sure it goes to the proper place.
And the address is 1003 uh-huh. Acklen, A-C-K-L-E-N, Avenue, uh-huh. Nashville, Tennessee, and the zip is 37203.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. And online? Is there any online?
Well, we have a PayPal account.
Okay, gotcha.
It's McCrarySisters@yahoo.com.
Y'all just bring $10, okay? You know, uh-huh. complicate everything. Everything. Yeah. Just bring 2 5s, 10 1s, or $10 bill, or bring a 20.
Bring
a 20. Don't ask for no change. Just bring a 20. Before we go to the tip top, let's get about 65, 70 seconds of no room, because I meant to not be doing no talking, and, you know, my bad. That's what I do. We're going to get 60 seconds of that, and then we're going to close, okay? All right, here we go.
There wasn't no room, no room at the inn.
No.
There wasn't no room,
no
room at the inn. Oh, when the time will surely come, for my Savior to be born. There wasn't no room,
no
room at the inn. According to the word, there was a virgin girl, the mother of Jesus, was wandering round by night. Yes, she was trying to find a home, for my Savior to be born. But there was no room,
no
room at the inn.
No.
I know that mother was worried, for she began to cry from the pain of being delivered of a manly child. Yes, it was very sad to know, that she had no place to go. But there was no room,
no
room at the inn. The bellboy and the waitress, the maid and the cook will be the witness in glory.
Oh, boy. Now, see, we could have went straight up and joined the church on that one. Who is that singing the lead on that?
That's me.
Yes, Lord. Now, see, some of y'all are going to Bible study tonight, see?
Yeah.
We got you tightened right for Bible study. I know you did. I know you was. Oh, wow. That is so incredible. I am just delighted and really honored to have the incredible Nashville's own, the McCrary sisters, and Deborah, Regina, and Frida live in the studio with us to talk about their beautiful Christmas project, a very Macquarie Christmas. And Frida, who you want to wish Merry Christmas to, girl?
Just all the listeners and everybody that can hear. Just Merry Christmas and God bless you. Happy New Year.
Amen. Ooh, that was nice. Nice, nice, nice. Deborah. Oh, what she did say? What she said? Okay, that means your answer was good. Regina,
I'd like to wish everyone, especially people who are struggling, mm-hmm. people who are struggling with the loss of family members, people who are struggling with their finances, yeah. and whatever they're going through. I'd like to really wish them a blessed Merry Christmas. Because it can be hard.
Yes, it can.
It can be hard.
Yes, it can.
And tell them to hang in there.
Yeah, yeah. And
I would like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Remember that Jesus is the reason mm-hmm. for the season. Don't forget about that. And you won't stress about what you don't have.
Yeah.
And you'll be thankful for what you do have.
Amen. Amen. And I'm grateful for you. I'm thankful for the ladies being here to represent and to bless us this afternoon on your way home. And coming up, we have some news for you, your afternoon drive news. And X, here's my Christmas present. And then I'm going to come back with my precious Kim Fleming on the other side. Here goes my Christmas present. And see, I didn't tell the ladies, but I said when they was jamming to my theme music.
Yeah.
And they heard. Oh, I said, I told them who that was. Okay. So I'm like, you know, y'all could be the next 411 with Sharon K theme song.
All right. That's what
I saw how they was moving. Okay,
full harmony.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
yes, yeah. Everybody loves that song.
Yeah.
So, I you know, because that's been my theme for 12 years.
Yeah, it's the second one,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for a fresh one.
Oh yeah.
I need to have a woman on.
Hey.
Yeah, some women. Because everybody, the two that I've had done professionally done have been males.
Okay.
So I need to have some female ones.
Okay. You just spoke it into
existence. I did. Yes. Now see, that's my Christmas present, child. I'm yes. about to give myself one.
Yes. Behold, I do new things. Hey.
So 2020, yeah. I'll be able to see.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, now, you all have a blessed rest of the day because you've been a wonderful.
Thank you.
You really have made my day more pleasant for me. And we have some news coming up, and then we'll be back on the other side with more of the 411 show. Kim Fleming is talking about something beautiful. Y'all know each other?
Yes.
Okay. X, can she hear? Can Kim hear? Put them headphones on, baby. Kim, you know the ladies.
Yes, I do.
How long have you been knowing them?
I've been listening to, what's that song you recorded with the BC&M Esquire? Is that Regina that sang
yeah.
that?
I made a vow.
Yep. I've been listening to them since I was a little kid. And so, and then we connected in church as well.
Okay.
And then,
Dr. Jones,
and then
your sister Jackie.
My sister Jackie,
and
but also,
sweetheart.
You are my favorite singer at Born Again.
Oh yeah, Born Again Church.
Yeah, when her record came out, I was like, sing, honey, just sing. Yeah. So yes, I'm quite familiar,
okay.
and I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Yes.
When a singer say you can sing, you can sing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So y'all know Kim Fleming?
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
A singing soul.
So y'all know how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got the singers up in there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying. You know. So anyway, let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
Ow.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.